With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leaning congressional voting map, sending it on to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. It's all part of a move that was instigated by President Trump to try and make sure that Republicans have a better chance of holding on to their slim majority in the U.S. House in next year's midterm elections. Similar efforts are underway on behalf of the Democrats elsewhere, such as in California, where Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is trying to expand their seats for the Democrat Party in that state by about 5 as well. President Trump says he'll fire a Federal Reserve governor unless she resigns.
The director of the agency that oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has urged the Justice Department to investigate Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The administration accuses her of committing mortgage fraud. President Trump is vowing to take action unless she steps down.
I'll fire her if she doesn't resign.
Cook said she had no intention of being bullied to step down and that she takes any questions about her financial history seriously. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russia's top diplomat announced on Friday Vladimir Putin will not be meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky until the Ukrainians agree to some of Moscow's longstanding demands to bring the conflict to an end. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says Putin has only invaded Ukraine when Democrats were in the White House, and that's changed now.
In part because Democratic presidents like Barack Obama and Joe Biden had tempted him to pursue what he had always wanted to do. Even Vladimir Putin said last week that this war wouldn't have happened if President Trump had been in office, as it didn't happen in his first term in office.
Wall Street rallied to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted on Friday that cuts to interest rates could be on the way. The S&P 500 leaped by 1.5% of its value on Friday for its first gain in 6 days. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on a new study that takes a look at why pastors leave their pulpits.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him, 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading, and 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In a country that has a long and tragic history of anti-Semitism, it is on the rise again, and that would be in Romania. The Jewish population was devastated there by the Holocaust, and decades of communist rule also saw more of that. Alexander Florin of the Elie Wiesel National Institute for the Study of the Holocaust in Romania says anti-Semitism is now exploding, especially on social media. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports to file this one under the category of be careful what you wish for.
As AI becomes a part of everyday life, its massive energy and water needs are coming more into focus. For example, simple AI queries require more than 20 times the energy of a Google search that doesn't use AI. Generating a 3-second video uses the same energy as turning on a light bulb for a year. But like it or not, the technology is likely here to stay. Keith Peters, Washington.
China has released new interim measures to tighten controls on mining and processing of rare earth minerals that are used in many high-tech products. The rules released on Friday by the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology apply both to rare earth minerals originating in China and those that are sent to the country for refining and the manufacture of high-tech goods. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.